Thank you for choosing Garage Top 5. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Your name is Phil?
Yep.
Mine is Jeff.
Hi, how's it going today, Jeff? How can I help you?
I'm located in the village of Rhinebeck.
Okay.
Where are you located?
I'm in Kingston.
Oh, so you know where we're at.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I met a nice gentleman yesterday up on the park where the office park is. Is that, what's that, all generators and whatnot back there?
I wouldn't know specifics about what's being put in at our hub spots. That's something that is more for our techs. I'm just one of our customer service agents.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of buildings in the village of Rhinebeck, commercial buildings. And one of our clients is trying to acquire a fiber optic solution.
Okay.
You know we have Frontier, right?
I did not, but it's good to know.
Okay. And also Spectrum. So those are your competitions, right?
Those are our direct internet service provider competitions, yes. But in terms of full fiber optic connectivity, we are the only one in the Rhinebeck area right now. So we are, in that regards, we are the only ones that have the fiber optic market for Rhinebeck.
Okay. So my question is, I've seen your work on Livingston and Chestnut and Platt Avenue, but you have not gone down the main drag yet.
That might be something that's in the works.
Okay. Well, they're trying to, obviously, they're a company out of Boston. They are a architect firm, and they're thinking of using a different company than your company. And I'm trying to push for your company. One of the main reasons is because most of your product is all underground.
Yes.
Where does it come in from, though?
So all of our hub locations they're throughout the area. We have one in Rhinebeck, we have one in Kingston, we have one in Saugerties. Our fiber optic lines are rated for 10 kilometers of travel distance between everything. So that's not something they have to worry about for anything. So we cover those very large areas. Unlike places like Spectrum and what did you say was Frontier, I believe.
Right.
We actually offer a true full 100% fiber internet service. And for our business models, we offer speeds up to 10 gigs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are your prices competitive?
Our prices are very competitive.
So can you give me an example of a 10 gig compared to a regular hookup to a regular house per month rate?
Sure, I can do that for you. Do you know what the service address might be?
What the what is?
What the service address? What's the street address?
Let's see. One is 19-21 East Market Street.
You said in Rhinebeck. What's the zip code?
12572.
And you said it's Market Street?
Correct. Or also it's called Route 308, same thing. In the village, it's Market, and out of the village, it's 308. Your actually hub is on 308. Have you been over, Phil?
I've not been over. I've not been over to Rhinebeck back since I moved here.
Okay.
So you said the street address was 19-21?
Yeah.
And And what's that zip code one more time, because it makes me re-input if I have to go back.
12572.
Also, there, 19 East Market Street. I'm seeing it right there.
Yeah.
All right. So for our home packages right now, for our home, we only offer up to 2 gig right now, based because of limitations on our availability of equipment. For our 1 gig service plans, that's $79.99. For our 2 gig plans for home fiber, that's $99.99. If we're looking at our business models, so we offer 1 gig. Our 1 gig business model starts at $199.99. It's the same price for our 2 gig, our 3 gig, our 5 gig, and our max speed one. So it is. It looks like it's a static price from 1 gig up. The prices may vary. Prices may vary for our business line, because we do have another department that handles all business inquiries.
Yeah. So when you get a hub in any location, where does the fiber optics come from to your hub?
So our hubs are connected. We connected to one another. They link up at one of our main facilities. Currently for the Hudson Valley area, that right now is Germantown, is where all of them connect up to. And then those get broadcasted out up into Albany, where our data center is located.
Okay. So how does it come to there? Is it an underground service, or how does it come to Germantown?
From that, as far as I'm aware, yes. It does actually come, it's underground, and it's ran from Albany to Germantown.
Okay. Well, that's more than 10 kilometers from Albany.
They have a special high bandwidth line that goes directly from Albany to Germantown, so that's not something that has to be worried about.
Okay. And what type of consideration is given if we lose any of our internet services with your company?
What kind of considerations are given?
Yes.
What do you mean by this?
Well, let's say, for example, installing a roof to you, and my roof that I installed leaks or does not operate properly. I'm responsible for all the damages that occur in your house, and
okay.
I'm responsible to repair it. So let's say I'm supplying a competition company of yours, and my gigs are not being received properly. I'm having intermittent service. What consideration would your company do for something like that?
So long as it's a natural occurring issue or something that is out of the control of the customer, there are no fees, no service charges or anything that are charged to the customer. The responsibility for those repairs lies solely on us here at Archtop Fiber. If it is a end user addressed issue or something that has to, you know, come up, and it's just like, oh yeah, no, we accidentally did something to the fiber line outside of, we forgot to tell some, like if you had a landscaping company come through and they accidentally severed the fiber optic line, something like that we would cover. But if it's something that you knew where it was and intentionally damaged the line or did something to the service where it'd be, you know, if it's out of your control, we cover it. If it's something that has been caused by you, it does fall on the end user to cover the cost of those service repairs.
Okay. All right. So who should I talk to find out when Market Street on the East Market, not the West Market,
Okay.
Because we're east of Route 9. When that guesstimated time of installation of the underground service.
Because you said you're on East Market?
19-21 East Market Street, yep.
Let's see. I'm actually, I found East Market Street right now. So it looks like those addresses are available for pre-order. I can give you an idea about when those are going to be available. Just give me one moment.
Yeah, sure.
Looks like those addresses will be in service August 31st.
Okay. Who would I have to meet to have the service? I think they just bring it to the curb, correct?
So all of our fiber lines are ran along the public works space of most thoroughfares. So that way you don't have to worry about everything. If it is a business, I would have to get you in touch with our business department for our business business team.
Okay, and can you do that? It is a business.
Okay, give me one second. We have a form we have to fill out for these situations. I'm pulling that form up right now because we very rarely get the business inquiries, so that's not something we usually have up and available. So
I
wonder
why.
We deal mostly with residential customers. All right,
okay.
So I'm actually going to have to take your information down so that our business team can get a hold of you. So can I get your full name?
Yes, Joseph Curthoys, Curthoys, Curthoys.
And Joseph is J-O-S-P-H?
J-O-S-E-P-H.
And spell your last name one more time for me, just so I'm making sure I got the correct spelling.
C-U-R-T-H-O-Y-S.
All right. And the phone number you're calling me at, is that a good phone number to contact you at? That's the 845?
That's the only one.
All righty, fantastic. And you are looking for service at 19-21 East Market Street in Rhinebeck. Thank you. Alrighty, so I will get your information over to our business team. That way, they can get a hold of you. They can talk to you. They can go over a bit more details on the business side of our shop fiber.
Okay.
That way you can get a better, clear understanding of what all we cover for businesses.
So to reiterate, the businesses can receive 1 gig, 2 gig, 5 gig, and what's the highest gig?
Right now it is 8 gig. They might have limitations as well due to the infrastructure and technology. I don't foresee that being an issue. Again, I don't run the business side. I'm literally just the residential customer service representative, so I wouldn't be able to tell you, but our business team will be able to let you know exactly what's available. From what I've been seeing, mostly right now it is 1 and 2 gigs because that's the limitations of the technology we have currently available. We are making tests for higher speed receivers, so that way we can provide better service.
Okay. Why is the residential half of the cost of what businesses?
Businesses have a bit more security as well as the ability to have a static IP address, that so you have a stronger connection. It's just so that if you're running a business, you make sure that your connection doesn't have any kind of issues or faults.
Okay. So you know the architect firm is going to compare prices and contracts from Spectrum to you guys, are you guys lower?
For businesses, I am unaware. I do know for our speeds, we are unmatched in comparison to Spectrum. So that is one of the aspects I do know, that we have them completely out of the water with. So we have our two gig speeds is roughly 57 times faster than the fastest internet available in the area from Spectrum.
Right.
So that is one of the nice benefits of having Archtop Fiber, is we are extremely fast and extremely reliable.
Okay. All right. But I was just wondering if, you know, a 2 gig is $99 for home and it's $199
for businesses.
We have a office at 139 East Market Street in part of our home.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to say that businesses need more security, most homes up here in the village of Rhinebeck are people from the metropolitan region that run their businesses out of their homes.
I understand that. And again, in terms of the business aspect of it, that is something you would have to talk to our business team about. We haven't been briefed on everything. We're just the residential customer service department. So we do our best.
But you follow what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do understand what you're talking about. And that's typically the difference I've seen as well with, even with Spectrum and other companies. It's like when you go and start looking at saying, oh, as soon as you say I have a business, the price doubles, triples, or can even quadruple over what a residential cost is.
Right.
So that's just the nature of the market. Mm. Because they're providing more security and more bandwidth for the business services.
Well, I always thought everyone that uses the internet doesn't want their information out to anybody and have it secured.
No, and I understand that. That's a common issue people have, is, you know, being like, well, I don't want my information out there, and that's understandable. That it started getting really bad back in the early 2000s, and even in the 2010s, it was really bad. It has started to get better, but it's still a prevailing issue, and I understand that people are worried about their data security and their personal information security.
Right. I mean, people do banking from their home, you know. I don't want any of that information ever, you know, any of my security codes or anything, whether I'm a resident or a business.
No, I understand that.
So I don't really understand the concept of businesses having to pay an extra $100 for a 2 gig compared to a resident 2 gig. That just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
No, and
I don't understand the increase. Because I've been in business probably since about 1975, and I've worked for myself since then. And the government and monopolies have passed on the expense of higher rates to businesses, because then they can pass it on to their clients. And we look bad. The businesses look bad. You know, I own a liquor store at 41 East Market Street, and the cost of delivery through all diesel trucks has increased exponentially, and diesel is the least refined of any fuel for any car. And we have to pass it on to the customer, because we can't make less money this year than we made last year.
Yeah, and I understand, and that's just the difference in economics. So, and I understand.
Well, it has nothing to do with economics. It has to do with 2 gig is 2 gig. Protecting a security line is protecting a security line, whether you're a resident or whether you're a business.
And again, I can't explain the full differential between our business, the reason why our business model is more expensive than a residential model. Yes, we do utilize the same fiber optic lines for both of them. It's the added security, as far as I am aware, it is due to the added security that we provide to our business customers versus our residential customers. And again, that is something you'll have to talk to our business team about, because they will have all the answers for you in that regard.
Do you have a number that I could call?
I'm actually giving them your information right now. That way they will reach out to you.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be available for the next hour and a half.
All right. They may leave you a voicemail, and they may provide you a phone number to give them a call back as well.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I really appreciate your time and information, Phil.
No, you're quite welcome, Joseph.
I wish you guys the best.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Joseph?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for calling us here at Irishtop Fiber, and hopefully our business team reaches out to you here very shortly.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.